From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is Agenda Texas, your inside guide on everything going on under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. The 83rd Texas State Legislature started with a... That's the sound ringing through lawmakers' heads since they learned they'd have more than $101 billion to spend. Education advocates are already asking for more dough to head to Texas classrooms, including preschool. Kara Johnson is with Texans Care for Children, a child advocacy group. She quotes a 2006 study from the Bush School at Texas A&M that shows it's smart budgeting to support early childhood education.
When you invest in high-quality care, the key is high quality, you get a 350% return on your investment. Every dollar invested, $3.50 back for local communities, and that's at a minimum.
Honestly, I think most legislators have tuned out those arguments because every expenditure comes with that argument.
State Representative Austin Democrat Mark Strama. Don't get him wrong, he thinks there can be savings down the road getting kids better prepared for kindergarten. And he'd like to see a full restoration of state grants that helped school districts fund full-day pre-K. But for now, he wants to better use the federal money Texas gets for low-income child care subsidies. He wants to rate child care providers.
We have high-quality providers and we have less high-quality providers, and we compensate them the exact same amount. What we're really trying to do is put some incentives into the marketplace for child care providers to set higher standards.
Get 2 stars, your reimbursement is 5% higher. 4 stars, you get 9% more. During an interview this week, Texas Education Commissioner Michael Williams agreed with the importance of early intervention, saying the greatest influence on student achievement isn't how much money a school gets.
It's who they are when they come to the classroom, as opposed to how many dollars are spent on them.
But Williams won't get into how much more money schools should get from the state to improve performance. And for now, Governor Rick Perry doesn't see a need to increase funding.
I think under any scenario over the last decade, the funding that we have seen in the state of Texas for public education has been pretty phenomenal.
Mind you, Texas public school enrollment is up more than 20% over the last decade, and lawmakers cut how much districts get by $500 per student in 2011. What legislation is at the top of your watch list? Send an email to agendatexas@kut.org and let us know what you're following this session. You're listening to Agenda Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. This is Agenda Texas. Preschool quality and the state's role in funding it are just a small part of the larger public education debate. So to get ready for what's to come, let's go over where we're starting from.
So last session, lawmakers cut $5.4 billion from the public education budget.
Morgan Smith covers public education for KUT's political reporting partner, the Texas Tribune.
That was $4 billion from the general revenue and then about $1.4 from what are called discretionary grants.
Those grants were given to school districts to pay for full-day pre-K or after-school tutoring for struggling students. As the session starts, the state's Republican leadership is not calling for spending to return to pre-2011 levels.
While it might kind of shore up the arguments of why we need to restore the cuts, you're not seeing that affect the rhetoric from leaders in the legislature just yet.
A lengthy school finance trial is set to wrap up this spring. A final verdict is expected sometime this summer. And the fact that a court is going to tell lawmakers how much schools should get may freeze legislative action.
Their hands are actually tied by this. If they don't put enough funding back in, that's going to be undone by the courts. And if they do put more funding in, then it's very likely that the structure of how that's distributed to schools is going to be changed by the courts.
Whenever the state Supreme Court gives a final ruling, lawmakers are expected to come back to Austin for a special session to work it all out. I'm Ben Philpott. This is Agenda Texas.